Jesus in Hinduism, discovering the Purush Prajapati. Our first Hindu writings, the Vedas, date from around 1500 to 900 BC. We have the Rig Veda, the Yajurveda, the Sama Veda, and the Atharva Veda. According to the Vedas, we find mukti or moksha through the Purush Prajapati. Dear reader, we are mainly taught by our gurus and pandits that there is no such thing as sin. It is only positive and negative karma. When we study our original Hindu writings of the Vedas and the Upanishads, they teach us differently about sin, heaven, about the mouth of death, hell, salvation from hell, mukti, and one exclusive way of salvation through the Purush Prajapati. Purush meaning man, and Prajapati, Supreme Creator. It is translated from Sanskrit as the Lord of all creation who became man. I advise you to download a copy in order to read the references. I will not read all the references from the simple reason that it would detract from the message. We have this from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna and he said, "Son of Bharat, go and surrender exclusively before the Almighty, the Supreme Soul, and then you will get ultimate peace and eternal life. I have explained to you this knowledge that is more secret than all secrets, so you should think and decide accordingly. Now is the time that this secret of truth is revealed. The Purush Prajapati is the one and only way to eternal life," it says in Yajurveda. "He is the only sinless human being, and only in knowing him does one obtain immortality," in the Chandogya and Upanishads. The Supreme Creator took on a perfect human body and offered it up as self-sacrifice, in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishads. After giving himself as the ultimate sacrifice, he resurrects, Upanishad and the Katapanishads. By his resurrection, the Purush Prajapati conquered death and release sin's stranglehold on mankind, and we are delivered from karma and the mouth of death, it says in the Rig Veda. Acknowledging the sacrifice of the Purush Prajapati imparts eternal life, Katapanishads. From the Vedas, we can summarize 12 ways to recognize the sacrifice of the Purush Prajapati. 1. The sacrifice should be blameless and free from all sin. 2. It has to be rejected by its own people. 3. He seeks no release. 4. Should be tied to the Upastamba, the pillar of sacrifice. 5. A crown of thorns will be put on its head. 6. Nails will be hammered in hands and legs. 7. His covering cloth must be divided among 4. 8. It must be given vinegar to drink. 9. Blood comes out of the sacrificial Purusha who is cut. 10. His bones should not be broken. 11. After the sacrifice, he should return back to life. Remember, this man is dead, but this man comes alive on his own, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishads. 12. And his meat should be eaten by his saints, the Satpat Brahman. Animal sacrifice is still common in our Hindu culture. The blood of an innocent animal flows for the forgiveness of our sins of selfishness. If we can discover which person in history gave himself as self-sacrifice and afterwards came back to life according to these 12 points of sacrifice, then we have found the Purush Prajapati. Subsequently, according to our Hindu scriptures, we have found the only true way of salvation, of mukti, and we have freedom from the samsara, the endless cycle of death and rebirth. Looking among the greats of history, from Buddha to Vivekananda, from Ashoka to Gandhiji, we find a striking similarity between the Purush Prajapati in the Vedas and Jesus Christ in the Bible. Let's compare these 12 points of sacrifice. 1. The sacrifice should be blameless. It says in Hebrews, "He was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin." And in John it says, "Jesus judge said, I find no faults in him." 2. He has to be rejected by his own people. He was despised and rejected of men, it says in Isaiah. And when they saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" John 19. Point three, he seeks no release. His judge said, "Why do you not speak to me? Don't you know that I have power to crucify you or to release you?" In John 19. Fourth point, should be tied to the pillar of sacrifice. First tied for scourging and then crucified. Matthew. Then five, a crown of thorns will be put on his head. When they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head. In Matthew. Six, nails will be hammered in hands and legs. He delivered him to be crucified. In Matthew. They pierced my hands and my feet. In the Psalms. Seven, his covering cloth must be divided among four. It says in John, then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part. Point eight, it must be given vinegar to drink. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. That's in John. Nine, blood comes out of the sacrificial parousa who is cut. A soldier with a spear pierced his side, and at once there came out blood and water, it says in John. This is my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins, in Matthew. Point 10, his bones should not be broken. He keeps all his bones, and not one of them is broken, it says in the Psalms. And John said, and when they saw that he was dead already, they broke not his legs. 11, after the sacrifice, he should return back to life. The angel answered, "I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." That is in John and Mark. Point 12, his meat should be eaten by his saints. "And the bread that I will give is my flesh," he said in John. Jesus took bread and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me," in 1 Corinthians. His sacrifice fulfilled all scriptures. Knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost, it says in John 19. His sacrifice fulfilled all. This refers to the Hindu scriptures and the scriptures of the major religions of Jesus' time, including Judaism and Buddhism. Lord Jesus fulfilled all 12 characteristics for the sacrifice of the Purus Prajapati from the Vedas. Hence, only in him is moksha or mukti. According to our original scriptures, he is not a foreign god. He is the heart and soul of our Hindu religion. He is the freedom from the samsara, the endless cycle of death and rebirths. Lord Jesus is not Christian, nor any particular religion. He is our Purus Prajapati, the Lord of all creation who became man. Concerning the millions of gods and idols, it states, the gods came later after the creation of this universe, it says in the Nazadiya Sukta of the Rig Veda. Consequently, the Lord of all creation who created the universe, the Purus Prajapati, the Lord Jesus Christ, should be worshipped above all gods. God has no image and his name is holy, it says in the Yajurveda. Seeing God has no image, we should worship him in spirit and in truth. And then he will help us to answer our following prayer. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Toma Somer Jyotigamaya, Nichorma Amritam Gamaya. From the unreal, lead me to the real. From darkness, lead me to light. From death, lead me to immortality. The Brihat Aranyaka Upanishad. Swami Vivekananda teaches us in the Nanandipam, all of us should worship the Lord Jesus Christ as our God, who took the form of a human being. We must have a close relationship with him to reach moksha, because he is the only God who is above all gods. It says in Sutta 7, page 270. He forgave those who crucified him. He bore all our sins. He gives peace to all. Sudhar 2, page 372. A prayer. Dear Jesus, from the above scriptures, I understand that you are the Purus Prajapati. Thank you for giving your life and blood on the cross for me, so that I can be forgiven for my sins. You made it possible for me to have moksha and eternal life, to be reconciled with God. Help me now to turn around and forgive others. Cleanse me from the negative powers and influences. Please fill me with your spirit of love and peace, and help me to read what your disciples recorded about you in the Gospels. As it says, I will know the truth, and the truth shall set me free. At johanpeters.in you find 65 plus pamphlets like these on many subjects, and 9 books, all free downloads, and no cookies and no info requests, so we can pass the news.